You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hell, I suck at dating. With Dean Ungler and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help I Suck at Dating. It's Jared, obviously, joined by Dean Ungler, and we have Alea, who is back with us on the podcast for this week, because we have two very special guests from the TV show Five Guys a Week. That sounds interesting. Five Guys a Week. It is Alexis and Joyce. Alexis, Joyce, how are you? Welcome to the podcast.
I'm well. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Yeah. So the general premise of the show, from my understanding, is that you ladies invite five men to live with you for a week because you just want to like fast track to getting to know you, which I could not agree with more. Let's just cut through the BS. I think that's what Bachelor does a lot, and I think it actually works out pretty well. You cut through the BS, and you're like, okay, I'll find out your favorite color later. But what I really want to know is what's in your heart. So,
Alexis, trauma first.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us your emotional traumas, Alexis. So, tell us a little bit about the experience of Five Guys a Week.
Okay, so I'm just gonna throw it out there. At first, I had to ask. I was like, is this the right show? Is this a dating show? Because the title definitely insinuates something else. Fortunately, it is just a dating show. I've never done speed dating in my life. So this was not a speed dating, more like speed living. And it definitely was a roller coaster, to say the least. I had a blast. I got to know these guys more than I thought I would. But yeah, it was very interesting.
So I got to ask Alexis, why Five Guys a Week instead of like Shake Shack a week or In-N-Out a week? Why did you decide to go with Five Guys? Am I misinterpreting the name of the show? It's like a fast food thing, right?
You're definitely a good joke.
Thanks. I was playing on that one for a while. I appreciate it.
He's really proud of that one.
Yeah.
I love it. I definitely did also think it might have been related to Five Guys. So, but unfortunately, no burgers, no fries. Yeah, no, just five men cooking in my kitchen, or at least learning to cook, I would like to say.
Oh, man. I feel like that would be so hectic.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So could you explain to us like the format of the show then? So they come into your house and it's, is it like a date in the house? They cook for you and all that stuff, or?
So the premise of the show is that like, it literally is a blind dating premise, except okay. they show up at your door. Like these men are literally delivered to our houses and we don't know what they look like. We don't know their names, their age, nothing. And they just stay with us. They live with us for like 5 days,
okay,
and for a week. And yeah, pretty much we had to, we didn't have our phones, we didn't have TV, so we really had to get down and get to know each other better.
What so about no phones, no TVs. So what did you guys do? Just talked the whole time?
We talked, we tried to like create games. Like there was one in my episode, we had like a rapping like game going on. I wasn't great at it, but I tried. So yeah.
And there were cameras in your house too, I would imagine, right?
Everywhere, 24-hour surveillance.
What is that like? Like that has to make dating a little bit more awkward than it normally is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it did make things a little bit like tough because obviously, like, I didn't want to do. I wanted to keep it all PG. My family, my coworkers are watching this. On top of that, like, you have to be mindful, you know, of what the public might see here. But for me, it came out very naturally. I feel like, you know, most of us girls are pretty easygoing. But I definitely, as the like mom of the house, or rather the owner of the house that they're staying in, I had to like keep these guys like in control. I mean, five guys is a lot of testosterone. It was a lot for me to handle for someone who dates like one guy a month, per se.
Well, it's nice to just kind of knock it out in one foul swoop, right?
Yeah, just get it over with. Exactly. Just throw them all at the wall, see if one sticks. So Joyce, how was your experience in the house with the five guys? Did you find that there was tension, awkwardness? Were you just in heaven? How did you feel?
Well, a little bit of all of the above. You know, first and foremost, I have to say that all the guys on my episode were outstanding. Every one of them, and we're all still in touch. They're all actually, when my episode airs, I'm having a little party. They're all coming in. We're going to watch our episode all together with some family and friends at a country club. So we're excited. They're coming in a day before. We're going to go boating. The relationships, I think we all, you know, look, five guys moving in, cameras 24/7. You know, and I'm the old biddy, right? I mean, that's the thing about the show. There's a variety of different ages and a variety of, you know, kind of all different people. So it's not really geared towards just one audience. There's a wide spectrum of ladies. There were a total of 20 of us, all different ages from 20s all the way up to the 60s. So the experiences are all different. And when you're with cameras 24/7, I mean, you know, I'm 55. It takes a lot. And I'm waking up, no makeup. I got guys, 24/7. But the process works. And the good news is that you really get to see who people are, because you can't be on, you know, you go on a date, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours. And, you know, everybody's on. They're bringing their A game. Now you're living with five guys and the walls come down. And you really get to kind of peel back and see who people are. And I had just an outstanding group. And I'll be friends with them forever. And the process works. That's what I have to say. I think, shout out to Lifetime and Original Productions. They did a great job in matching me with my cast. They were phenomenal.
Don't you think it's so funny how... Well, at least for me, every time I see a new dating TV show, I'm like, well, they did it again. They thought of something completely original, but that's it. Like they've run out of ideas. And then you hear something like this and I'm like, man, they keep coming out with these incredibly original ideas for dating shows.
I think this one's so cool. Like it's true. Yeah. When you live with somebody, you learn a lot. So screw the first date, come over, let's live together. How do you do the dishes?
Did you guys like delegate responsibilities among the men? You're like, you're on dish duty. You're on trash duty. How did you guys do that? Alexis is saying yes, and Joyce is already saying no.
Like we have, Joyce and I have a very different like age group of guys. Like I think mine are, you know, literally mid-20s, and hers are a little bit older. They're more mature. Like they know what they want. And my guys are still young, you know, like it was from 25 to 28. And around this age, I can say like a lot of people at this age group don't know how to cook. Some of them still live with their moms, so they don't really have to clean much. So this is my house. I walked in, I was like, you do the dishes, you sweep the floor, you clean the table because I was not going to live with this mess in my house.
I feel like they would either be really into that or really not. They'd be like,
there was some, that were like, some were like, yes. And some were like, oh no, like she's a bit, she's a bit much here. And I was like, yes, this is why I have trouble dating because I'm very bossy.
She knows what she wants.
Were there any guys that were just like pigs? They were just, just leave everything on the floor. What?
Yeah, there was, I was immediately like, oh.
But to the credit of the show, at least you can identify that early on and not have to like date him for 3 months and then come to find out he's, you know, a slob like that. So that's good.
I had one guy like popping bottles in the first night and I'm like, is this Jersey Shore or are you here for love, baby? Like, which one is it?
And then you kicked him out, right? To assert your dominance.
You'll have to see.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But Joyce, you were shaking your head no, so you kind of just didn't, you didn't delegate any responsibilities as much?
No. So I'll tell you, my show is certainly different from Alexis. My guys, I was like princess. I mean, I was in charge and they couldn't do enough for me. They were like, you know, fighting to clean up and fighting to cook. I made all the guys.
Oh man, I want your guys.
Oh, they were awesome. Thumbs up. You know, I sent them a letter before the show because I wanted to see what their cooking skills are. I travel all the time. I can't really have a fast food guy. You know, Kenny Cook if I'm not around. And I asked them trying to jumble my jambalaya, and they all came very prepared with food, and it had to represent something about them, whether it was their favorite food, their culture. And I'll tell you, they came a game on. I will tell you, I was a little nervous when the one guy walked in with a cooler. I was like, oh, does he have a fetish? What's in that cooler?
Yeah.
So you get a little nervous because, you know, you're inviting five total strangers into your home and you don't really know how it's going to go. And, you know, you have to drill down. You have to get to know who they are. And I'm pretty good at that. I'm a pretty good read of people. But I just, they were all awesome. And everybody I always have dated, they always get a nickname. And these guys are no different. So I have Funny Man, Music Man. We have WT, who's the World Traveler. We have Beans. Beansy. And then we have Hazmat. I'm gonna leave Hazmat at that.
I don't know if Hazmat's a name I would want so much. So you were saying the whole cooking thing was kind of like a test, for lack of a better word, where you want to make sure that they're self-sufficient and independent enough to at least prepare something for themselves.
Yeah. And they came with their A game, all of them. It was great. It was really
smart. I'll be honest, if I was put in that same situation as a guy that was expected to bring like a signature dish, if you will. I would fail immediately. I would be kicked out right away. So I'm proud of your guys for at least being able to step up and handle that appropriately. So did you guys all didn't live in the same house, right? You guys were in separate houses. Not you and the men, but Alexis and Joyce, right? You guys were in separate houses.
Yes.
And then you were saying there was 20 people. Was there 20
different leading ladies?
Leading ladies, 20 different leading ladies. That's amazing. That's 100 guys.
Oh, man. Good math, Dean.
Thank you. I went to sixth grade algebra. That's a lot of guys. That's very impressive. So are you close with all of the leading ladies? Because you two seem very close. You two seem like your best friends. So are you close with the rest of them?
we're pretty close. Yeah, we have like a little group chat and we all support each other. We all went through this experience. So I would say yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Very cool. Like a sisterhood of five guys. So we all went through the experience and the process worked for some of us and didn't work for others. So it's just, you know, funny to kind of see everyone's show. And we're so excited about the premiere last night. I thought it was terrific. And, you know, each one of us is very different. So I think it'll be very entertaining and certainly not boring. And the women are in charge, so
I love it. I'm into it.
Did you guys get to talk? Did you guys get to talk to one another before the men entered your house, or like and ask questions? And be like, okay, what was your experience like? Do you have any advice for me? No, it was just kind of you guys didn't talk till afterwards.
Yeah, we didn't talk till afterwards. I did pass along like a little message, but we didn't talk to each other until after, like literally until this month. So.
And no one knows any outcome. No one knows anyone's outcome. So that's what's kind of interesting. So we're all kind of rooting and we're seeing the little clips of the shows. But, you know, we were all on text last night. Who do you think she's going to pick? Who do you think she's going to pick? This one's rooting for this one now.
Crazy.
That's intentional, right? Like, are you guys, you just kind of keep it interesting for everyone to watch? Or are you... how come you guys don't know the ending results for each other? Just because
it's the show, everybody's got to tune in.
Oh, I like it. I like the cliffhanger.
I do like that. You guys are true fans right there. I want to know. My curiosity killed the cat.
Oh my gosh. I remember after my first season of being on The Bachelorette, it was between Peter and Brian, and Peter and I were super close. And I would text Peter every single day, like, tell me what happened. And he wouldn't tell me. He's doing exactly what Joyce and Alexis are doing right now. Oh, it killed me inside.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts, Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I gotta know, what was it like? What was the elimination process like as time wore on? I would imagine you went from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2, right? Was that a hard part of the show for you guys?
For me, I can be brutally honest, and I will tell you on my episode there was some really powerful moments. Everyone walked away with a life lesson. And that's what made, I think, my episode so great. And that's why we're all really great friends. You know, everybody really walked away either learning something about themselves, learning something about what they want out of a relationship. You know, some of the fellas did get a little emotional, and you know, some have, you know, after the show said, you know, all of the conversations, you know, really made me think, and they've done certain things since the show. So for me, I really felt like I was on a journey, and as difficult as it was to let them go, because they're all fabulous, and, you know, I date all of them, but there was one, you know, there's, you know, you're narrowing down and you kind of know what you're looking for and what maybe is the perfect fit for you. So it was hard, but it was, you know, I think we were all so honest and all the walls had come down. I don't think it was surprising to any of the men.
But that definitely is a good sign, I guess. Alexis, what about you?
I think like any, you know, dating show where elimination is involved, the beginning is always easy. Like, one guy was like, you better pack your bags and get out. And the other, like, closer it got towards eliminating, I was like, oh, this is getting a little bit tough because I really have these great guys here. So at the beginning it was pretty easy, and then later on it got a little bit more difficult. It was definitely hard because I think, like, people, like, connect themselves in the elimination process, so they feel kind of like really disappointed, and I really didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Mm-hmm. I just was looking for the one, and from what I seen in that very little bit of time, I had to eliminate them.
Yeah,
but they were all good sports about it.
Well, props to you guys, because that would definitely be the most challenging thing for me. I have a hard enough time telling our dog trainer we're not going to use him anymore. Like, I couldn't imagine telling people on TV that we're not going to be dating anymore, you know? So kudos to you. That definitely takes some fortitude for sure. So going on to the show, I got to ask, what did your family and friends think about? Did they have any, like, input about you guys going on the show or anything like that? Alexis, I feel like you're probably close to your family.
Yeah, so I'm Latina, I'm Puerto Rican, Ecuadorian. My family and I are very, very close. This is so unconventional, but my family and friends expected this of me because I'm not a conventional kind of person. Like, I do very spontaneous, random things. So they were like, this is her being crazy again. And yeah, like, I mean, they all supported me. The closer we got towards it, they were like, oh, crap, we're going to be on TV. And I don't know how I feel about this. But my family and friends all supported me. They know the kind of person that I am. And so it kind of fit with my personality.
Yeah,
that's good. Do you both live alone?
Yes.
Joyce, I don't.
Yeah. Oh my, Alexis. So Alexis, who do you live with?
So my dad and I co-own a house. And so I live in the house that I own with my dad because, you know, New York City is kind of expensive.
So these guys had to move in.
Yeah, definitely.
These guys had to move into the house with you and your dad was there?
Oh, my parents.
You freaked your dad out.
Parents,
you're like, the boys are coming in.
Oh my God. I would have loved to see that.
I honestly.
See, like, dad interact.
My dad is a Puerto Rican man, so it really would not be easy for these guys.
No, the guys would have gone running.
That's what I want to see.
Hey, it's a survival of the fittest.
They were very, very uncomfortable in the time that they got to meet him.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. So, Joy, sorry, I know Dean asked you as well. Did your friends or family, what did they think when they found out that you were about to be on a reality dating show?
So I think my son, although supportive of the process, was like, does it really have to be on TV? You're my mom. And, you know, I don't think anyone really wants to see their mom kissing anyone on TV. So
it's not for that pretty, really hot mom.
Right? So thank you, Alexis. But, you know, so I think it was a little bit challenging for him. So he really didn't want to participate. And neither did my brother, but my cousins and my friends 100% were supportive of it. You know, I'm terrible at dating your show. I do stink or suck at dating. And, you know, she goes through them like the candy. She's like, bing, 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 got to go to the, you know, I kick them to the curb pretty often. So they actually said, this is going to be awesome for you to not have your computer, not have your phone. I did feel a little naked, I will say, the first couple of days without that. I mean, I'm a business person. I'm always with my phone and my computer. And it really, that was probably my life lesson, is the balance. You know, I didn't have a lot of balance and, you know, just prioritizing, as my mother continues to tell me, you're wasting your pretty. You're not going to be good looking for long as I'm getting older. So, you know, I have to strive for the balance. And it really kind of pushed me to recognize some priorities. And so after the
show, that's awesome.
It's different.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like going on a reality TV show, which is every single one of us have done now in the Zoom, you learn a lot about yourself and you really get some life lessons out of it. So I'm very happy that both of you felt like that this process, without spoiling anything, was definitely a positive experience. So make sure everybody tuning in, watch Five Guys a Week. It's every Wednesday, starting last night. Last night was the premiere. Do you know, Alexis and Joyce, when your episodes are airing? Can you even say?
Yeah. I'm August 3rd, 10 p.m., Lifetime.
Tune August in. 3rd.
In
and Alexis, what about yours?
July 27th.
2 weeks? July 27th. So make sure you guys tune in every Wednesday, Lifetime, for Five Guys a Week. But make sure you definitely tune in for Alexis' episode, July 27th. And Joyce, August
3rd.
August 3rd. August
back
3rd.
Back-to-back weeks. That's great. So we get Alexis one
that
week
is
and then
awesome.
Joyce the next week.
Nice. Very cool. Well, thank you, ladies, once again for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Of course. Bye, guys.
Alea, we should have gotten you on that show. Five guys in 1 week.
Dude, in my 700-square-foot apartment, it's going to get interesting.
Oh, God, that'd be such good TV.
that would be some pretty crazy TV.
If there's a season two, we got to get you on it to the best of our ability. We have to at least try. But, Alea, thanks for co-hosting with us. This is an absolute blast.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime. Let me know.
you're a short distance away from work, which is great. We can get you on your lunch break. Also, very cool your boss to give you an hour and a half off for lunch. Like, that's awesome.
He's pretty. And honestly, I still have another hour. So I left early.
Oh, that's amazing. You're living the life.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys are hiring, maybe I'd rather work there instead of Audrey's.
Teen's like, wait, and I can wear scrubs? Basically, yeah. Let's go.
I'm moving to Texas, it sounds like.
All right, let's go.
But thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing from you again, getting some updates about your life. You know, five guys in a week, it's a possibility. We'll put that on the back burner for now.
But dating keeps sucking as much as it does right now, next season.
I have some unfortunate news for you, Alea. It probably will continue to suck. To no fault of your own, just because dating is just hard enough as it is. You know, it's not easy.
I know.
I feel like it's getting harder too as time wears on.
But anyways, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Thanks for being so great. Jared, I love you. Listeners, thank you. Alexis and Joyce, thank you for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week on Help I Suck at Dating, where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.